How does this feel?
It feels good.
Did you come yet?
I was going to.
Yeah.
But,
I thought you did before, you know. And then... Should I keep going?
Do you want to keep going?
Oh, yeah. I you know, I always want to.
I'm okay if we want to take a break.
Well, I'm still hard.
Oh.
So, but I just didn't know if we should come back to this.
Don't worry.
Yeah. Well... Let's take a break.
Okay.
So I'm just going to give it a couple more pumps and then... So 3, 2, 1!
And welcome to another edition of In Papa's Basement. We're going to give it a couple more pumps in this new year. Is that it, guys?
A couple more pumps.
That's the name of the new show. A couple more pumps. You can listen to us live every Saturday at www.fcac.org/WEBR. And archives of the show can be found at inpapasbasement.com. With me today, I got my two heavy lifters, Veronica Johnson and Joel Goldstein. Say what's up, guys.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name.
Are we going with an alias for you?
Yes, it's Sparky, remember?
Sparky.
I'm not allowed to say my name anymore.
Okay, fine. Sparky
Johnson.
That
is your New Year's resolution, to never say my name on air again.
I've got some okay ones. They're nothing original. You know, pretty much get to L.A., get the hell out of this area, leave you both behind, get famous, that kind of thing.
Like, you can nice. Be famous without us, or me.
There we go. So, Joel, say hi.
Hi.
There you go. Joel doesn't need a fancy alias.
No.
Joel's just goddamn Joel.
That's right.
Do you want a non-Semitic stage name? Well, this is a 1950. You're fine with Joel Goldstein.
Yeah, really?
Okay. So it's the first show of the year, and I'm sorry I've been AWOL for a couple weeks now. Not nearly as long as Veronica. Joel and I were trying to figure this beforehand. You've been gone...
About a month and a half.
Since, like, Thanksgiving, I think.
Good Lord.
I know.
We missed...
It's been crazy.
Well, okay, what happened? Last week we had the blizzard.
No, last week was Christmas.
Okay, last week was Christmas.
The week before was the blizzard.
2 weeks ago we had the blizzard, which shut down the D.C. area.
I was stuck in my house for 3 days.
Really?
Thought I was going to go out of my mind.
I wasn't having too much fun. I did a lot of shoveling, and my mom was convinced I was going to die of a heart attack, which kind of makes you feel a little fat. Or maybe she's just worried. Maybe she's just a worrier.
Maybe she's just a mom.
Yeah, just a mom.
Is it okay that I can't hear myself?
No. Crank up your volume dial on the headphones.
I always forget to do
that. That should basically fix that little...
Go figure.
We're good?
We're good.
Nice. 3 minutes into the year, and we notch our first blonde moment for Sparky.
Shush.
Sparky.
It doesn't have to be Sparky.
Okay. Well, can I just use Veronica?
Fine.
There we go, Veronica. Good. The show's reunited. Also, 3 minutes into the new year. I like that. I like this. Okay, so yeah, we lost 2 weeks ago. We're all snowed in, doing nothing. Last week, I was like sick with the plague. I still don't know if it was swine flu or normal flu, but I was effed up, man. I was down for the count. I was sleeping like all day, waking up just to cough, had the fevers, the chills, everything. And, gave it to my family. Definitely gave it to
them. That was generous of you.
That's nice.
Yeah, I thought they dodged it because I got better before they got symptomatic. But definitely a few days later, my bro was...
They were cursing you.
Yeah, well, I feel bad because I derailed my bro's plans. Like, once a year, he was visiting some hussy that I had hooked up with last year. I've told that tale on air many times.
You guys share?
That's
kind of creepy.
He likes to follow. He likes to do an encore, if you will. I'm not so big on following myself. Nothing against my brother.
Sloppy seconds for you.
It's just not much he's brought to the table where I'm like, I want to eat off that plate. If he ever brought...
Wow, Will. Maybe you should come defend yourself.
If he ever brought a delicious meal to the potluck, to the P-word potluck dinner, I'm sure I would like to eat. I would like to try a little. But he has yet to do that. So he's driving to, I think, 7 hours to North Carolina.
Oh, he is not.
Yeah, well, no, he did to enjoy some of the P-word potluck meals I served a couple years ago.
7 hours to get laid?
He genuinely likes the girl. She was kind of in this area for a while when I brought her to the house. He seems to have a thing there. I'm not really going to cast aspersions. If that's his bag, that's his bag. But he definitely he got sick right when he got there, taking his like 3-day, you know, ass crushing cruise or whatever. So he spent his entire vacation chilling in a hotel room, just sick with whatever I had.
That's no fun.
And my mom is currently coughing really, really hard, and it goes on for like 15 minutes. Has anyone around you like ever coughed so damn hard you want to smack them? Like, you feel so selfish because you just want to be like, shut the F up, but you can't.
No, that's because
they're coughing.
Me.
Really? Yesterday she was going off and I was trying to write something and I almost wanted to scream at her, but one, I'm living
you
in her house,
her.
And two, I gave it to her, and three, she's sick, so.
Four, she's your mom.
Yeah, it was like five kinds of wrong. I really couldn't do it,
yes.
But god damn, I was biting my tongue. But we're back now. We're back,
yes.
And you get what you pay for with this show, right?
Absolutely.
As
yes.
You listen for free and don't get any advertising, the joke is it's not that good.
Ouch.
And Veronica's just staring at me. So I guess, guys, who wants to report what they did on New Year's? I can go first.
Go ahead, sir. Take the...
By all means.
Okay. I've sort of been casually... I guess it's been put out there that we're dating Veronica. That does not assume there's dating exclusivity, right? Someone says we're dating.
Yeah, definitely no. It's not exclusive.
That's what I thought. So I'm kind of in the clear if anything happens?
No. You're still going to be
really
crucified if you...
Yeah.
So if
toe the line with this one.
If I was walking naked and happened to fall on top of someone else who was naked...
You would be in the wrong.
Ah. Hmm. I like this refresher course on chick law.
Understand
chick
that...
Chick law makes absolutely no sense.
No, it doesn't.
Really,
really doesn't.
Yeah, it's okay if she dates other people, but you
yes.
can't.
Yeah, oh
exactly.
Yeah. No, I mean, she...
And even then, you can be mad about that. But you guys need to verbalize... What your expectations are right
you
now.
Can't do that, though. You can't tell a girl, by the way, I only want to date you casually so I can go ahead and date other chicks. And
well,
possibly...
here's what I found. Men just skirt the subject and
they skirt
don't
it.
Talk
yeah.
about it at all anyways. And they throw that, well, you can't be mad. We're not exclusive. You're not my girlfriend. And then they go,
hey, it's like
whoever they
it's
want.
Like being in the army. Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
Well, I ask. And if you don't tell, then I crucify you.
And I get that. I get
yep.
that.
I feel you can't really... put out there that you guys are casually and openly dating either, because that's an invite for her to go, yes,
oh,
yes, we are. And
yes.
then she F's and S's like five guys that night.
Absolutely.
And she's like, I'm glad things are casual because I just did this dude and that dude and that dude. And then you want to vomit and cry.
John, what do you want from this girl?
I
do you
like
want her to be your girlfriend?
We're eventually moving toward that, I believe.
I'm
think
impressed.
It needs to happen organically.
Organically, meaning you want to make it happen as slow as possible so you can keep your options open to see what other kind of tail's going to run in front of you that you can potentially hit.
Hey, it takes time to see if there's anything else better out there.
Until things were...
Hey, you know what? I know that's a wrong mindset.
Did you ever think
true.
That maybe you're not the best that's out there?
Of course.
I feel that way
we're
too.
We're petrified
yeah.
about that all the time.
Yeah. It's
dude,
so...
if you like her, make it official. Seriously.
I'm moving toward it. It'll take a little bit. It will probably get there. You know, she's a little older.
Okay,
she's flaky
question.
Like me.
Have you met her?
Yeah, she's
in
real.
Life?
I don't
okay.
just get pictures
I just
of her
make
boobs
sure
on my
that
phone.
She's not like a 12-year-old in Alaska.
No.
Who has a penis?
I've never
just
gone
checking.
That low. Maybe 18-ish, minus a couple, but never 12.
Hey, legal is legal.
Thank you. No, she's real, and I hang out with her, and we do things together.
She's your girlfriend.
Somewhat. Kind
you
of.
Have a girlfriend.
A little bit. Maybe.
Look what you just did there.
Is that why you look cute today? It's because you're unavailable that I'm finding you attractive today. That happens.
Yeah,
to be
apparently.
It.
What was your exact way of stating it? If I were only
oh,
not
please,
munchkin
not,
height,
yes.
I might actually
but
get some
were,
of the.
If you were a foot taller.
Yeah,
we
the mythical VJ of VJ. But, yeah, so she was – I did not hang out with her, long story short, for New Year's. She apparently went back to Jersey to see family for the day.
That's fair.
That could be code for a gangbang, for all I know.
No.
She might have been a party favor to the New Jersey Nets. What do I know? It's not serious. I can't get too upset about anything.
Is she on a show called Jersey Shore?
No.
Is, please run.
God, I love that show.
God.
I can't watch it. I can't bring myself to watch it.
God damn it.
Guido, Guido, and Guido. I can't do it.
I hate everything about MTV.
Oh, my God. I can't do it.
I hate the Real World. I hate everything else they've ever... It's the best goddamn thing on TV.
I don't need an oil change. I just need one of those boys to shake his head over my engine. Like, seriously?
they really are gross. Is
really it bad. Is,
and the chicks are butt ugly. I'm sorry. I would not. And I love, like, swarthy looking broads.
The one, Sammy, maybe.
With the implants?
They all have implants except for the one who left the show. The,
the short little fat one might have real ones too.
Forget her.
My bro said he'd crush her in a heartbeat too. If you want any,
see Will saying.
Yeah, if you want any insight into what Will would do, I was like, look at that little ugly troll. He's like, yeah, but I'd F it. As we're watching this on Christmas Day.
No, Sammy's the one who's currently banging Ronnie on the show.
Oh yeah, I'd do. Yeah, why not?
I would do her.
Yeah, you know. She's not the best. I mean, she really has to trough on the makeup. But the older I get, the more I realize, like, very few women look even reasonable without makeup. It's just not something you can expect.
Yeah. I have no makeup on right now.
Yeah. Veronica doesn't.
Really?
I do.
I
normally don't wear makeup in here, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've
seen you, yeah.
That's true.
Without makeup.
When you've been fresh from a bed full of Amore.
Oh, my God. Shut up. Yeah, that's the New Year's resolution. Whatever it's
called. What was that? Was that English?
That is my New Year's resolution that I already broke.
Okay, well, we'll get into that in a second. Yeah. But so New Year's, I was at home with the family. I was not with the quote-unquote possible maybe chick. And I went out for a little bit. I was trying to catch up with Richard Killiam, our sometimes co-host. He was like 5 miles away. He was like, hey, come on out. I went out for 10 minutes, couldn't find him, and went home.
Awesome.
And
good times.
That was the extent of my socializing. Yeah, I sat around and did things with my parents. Well, my mom. My dad's very, very dead. But did things with the family.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes those are the best nights. Especially on New Year's when there's checkpoints every 5 miles.
Don't like paying for booze. Don't like drinking heavily to begin with. I sat around and ate ice cream and was a fat girl for the night. And it was lovely. All right. Who's going next with their experience? Nothing wild here.
Ladies first.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Isn't it?
Actually, my cousin is in town, and we went out.
Male, female?
Female, Kim.
How old? Good looking? What?
She's hideous, and you are not allowed to talk to her.
That's a mean thing to say about your cousin.
She's beautiful, but you are not going anywhere near that.
Why? Is she like
'cause I already
15?
Have to beat Gordon off with a bat, and no.
Whoa, you beat Gordon off?
Y'all are not allowed to date my family members.
Your just friend, Gordon?
Yes, my just friend Gordon, who has a girlfriend now.
You're beating him off.
Yes, he's not
I'm
allowed
gonna
to talk to her.
Keep saying that. Okay, so he's trying to put the moves
you.
On the cousin.
I hate you.
Does the cousin look a little like you? What?
No, actually, she and I are like polar opposites.
She's black.
About, no, she's okay. About 5 feet tall, maybe 5'2".
You're already safe.
She has olive complected skin.
Okay.
Beautiful dark brown hair. Gorgeous brown eyes. Like she's just a gorgeous little girl. Love her.
Wow, that's
how
like,
little?
That's like
what age?
Right there.
Yeah, that's Joel's ready to.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Marry her.
I'm curious.
Very Catholic.
That's sorry, fine.
Joel. C'est la vie.
That's fine. I think.
No, but we actually went out. She got in on Tuesday, so we went out Tuesday night until 3 o'clock in the morning. We went out Wednesday night until 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And by the time the 31st
how old is she?
Around, she's 22. We seriously just sat on the couch and stared at each other and said, can we please just stay in?
Wow, okay.
And we stayed in. It was a great night, though. We had a good time.
Yeah.
So I'm the only one who actually kind of went out?
Yeah, you're going to have to...
Except it wasn't that exciting. I hung out with some friends.
Where'd you guys go?
No, that's the thing. Didn't really go anywhere.
Just a house party?
Yeah, just hung out and... Drank Jack Daniels until basically the room was spinning and I passed out.
Wow.
What a way to welcome in 2010.
That is lovely. That was awesome. I hope Veronica's cousin is listening. So
she was actually going to come here with me.
Whoa, why did you screw us?
Wow.
I'm sorry, I tried talking her into it.
I'm disappointed.
Because she is with, I spent the morning with our other cousin.
Is she single?
Beth. Kim is single, yes. Beth is getting married.
Hey, Kim. What's up, girl?
Step off, man.
Hey.
I will cut you.
Okay.
Anyways, our cousin Beth is getting married, and Kim and I are both in the wedding, so we went to
when is this wedding?
September. Labor Day.
So she's out here till then?
No, we were just trying on dresses today. And Beth found a wedding gown. We found bridesmaids' dresses. It was very successful.
So you two were undressing in front of each other, playfully tearing off bras and
taking clothing off.
Yeah.
You're sick. That is my cousin. You're sick.
Why'd you slow the roll there? I thought we had a little mojo going.
Because you're sick.
Okay, fine.
Because it's so much fun to pull out on you.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Damn it. Okay, fine.
I think I'm going to make John blush a couple times today.
I think you are.
Number two.
I was kind of getting into this whole thing. The little hot olive cousin, little Jersey Shore-ish.
No, not Jersey Shore-ish.
Well, is she Italian?
She far outclasses Jersey Shore.
She's Italian? What?
No, she is Polish and I believe German.
They can get randomly dark, though.
Yeah.
I have noticed this. Mm-hmm. Okay, so resolutions. I'm going to go first here. I've got a good list. The first is, since I got sick, I haven't been exercising at all, and I've just been eating ice cream. And I've hit, like, new worlds of fat, man.
How bad?
See, your haircut and your face like that, it makes you look very slender.
Oh, beards hide.
It's so great. It's like a fake chin.
The beard looks good. It's hiding
Thank
a lot.
You. It's like a fake jawline. It's the best thing ever.
Yes.
It will stay.
Bronzer does that, too.
Bronzer.
You want to be a Jersey Shore guy?
I use bronzer.
I could kind of get there. Apparently, you smear that crap on, and you just, like, instantly get abs. Is there anyone that's, like, not cut in that house?
I mean, no, that one guy, Vinny's not.
Vinny's, like, vaguely out of shape, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's still not in horrible shape. I mean, me at my best is still probably Vinny shape. So, I don't know. I haven't seen Vinny with his shirt off. I know the situation takes his shirt off many times.
Have you seen, is it Funny or Die? I think Funny or Die, where the Will Ferrell site.
Yeah.
They did a whole thing on Jersey Shore with him, Paulie, and Snooki. And basically, every time somebody would come in, he'd have to, like, slip his shirt up, and he had, like, tears coming down every time he had to do it.
Oh, boy.
It's really funny.
That's pretty good. I've warmed up to Funny or Die. I don't spend a lot of time on it, but it's definitely got some
hits. It's really hit or miss, truthfully.
Sorry, I'm watching Veronica open the jacket a little bit.
Yeah.
Looking very
warm in here.
Speaking of which, yeah,
presentable
you two are, like, in your jackets, like, it's freaking 30 degrees in here, and I'm sitting here just, like,
it's a little
It is a little warm.
Chilly.
I'm going to take this off.
If the show needs a little hard nipple, I'm
Da-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, I'm willing to inject it.
Yeah, in my polo with my sweater on top.
I cannot see yours. You're clear on that.
Why are you looking at my boobs? Don't do that.
It's like 40 minutes left to kill. We got to make it.
Is there any
somehow.
Reason why you're looking at her boobs? Do I need to look too?
Yeah, why not? It's free country. I'll cover for you
okay.
for 5 seconds.
I don't know why you're
All
looking.
All of our listening audience, talk about awkward.
Whatever. So I definitely need to cut back up. Trim back up, which, get in the car that can actually take me to the gym. That'll be a central part of it.
Have you gotten your new car yet?
Oh, I've been on a couple car hunts.
My brother just got a really cute Focus.
Really?
Chick car.
Kind of.
I like it. It's like a gray with a light gray interior.
That's what I totaled.
Yeah.
That is what I totaled.
I like it.
So, doing that, and I have to find some new ways of hiding my receding hairline.
Receding. You have what?
You either need to keep it as is or you need to buzz it off.
If I go longer, it hides
it.
Is it
receding?
It's kind of pulling back.
It looks normal to me.
Really?
You've had a major widow's peak, huh?
Yeah, that's why. I used to not have that major widow's peak.
Oh.
I just had, like, straight line across, and it's been scooping out at the temples.
I think you got to buzz it.
Rogaine.
Oh, I've been smearing that crap on for years.
Are you serious?
And Propecia, yeah.
You're so hairy. How can you, of all people, lose your hair?
It's caused by testosterone. Me being all testosterone
is what
calls it.
Maybe you should stop the roids and you'd be fine.
I don't use
Is that
roids.
Why all of the big, like, roided out guys are bald?
Yes. That is honestly why it's a big factor in. I mean, it's you metabolize testosterone and it kills your follicles if you're sensitive to it. To begin with, the metabolized testosterone.
You're trying to play football
too. Joel is trying to like.
Veronica's just all over the. I thought I was the sexy one today, but
she's
Veronica's
flirting with you. And,
what are you
yeah,
about
she's just
flirting?
Taking that attention and just giving it right back to Joel.
I love it,
bitch.
What?
Bitch.
Don't hate.
All right, so those are my resolutions, and also I finally want some kind of a radio and writing gig. You know, I've been working toward that. Hopefully, the economy's picked up a. Goddamn little bit long enough where I can actually make a living here, and it's not just the side thing. Those are my vows, and maybe I can't say start a family. That would be horrible, given my income level. That would be a death sentence.
I'm kidding.
What? Oh, Veronica. Oh, that. God, that would be a funny show, though. A married couple just hating each other on air.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Just bitching about everything, talking about how the guy's got a small D and her vag smells horrible. That would be
funny. Oh, my God,
funny.
That is repulsive. That is not funny.
That would be great listening. Just cutting each other down, just hating each other on the air.
And on the next segment,
yeah,
marriage counseling.
Yeah, no, just no happy ending. Just the eternal
John, that's what we
drumbeat
do now.
Toward the grave.
We're just not married.
It's basically Al and Peggy.
There you go. Yeah, that except a radio show. All right, Veronica, your vows.
I didn't have any. My vow is not to make New Year's resolutions because I never keep them. So why?
No, you made one and it was broken. Ah, and this is what was told to us at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
Okay, so I kind of made this little resolution a couple of weeks ago. And I said, you know what? I'm going to delete all of the losers in my phone. So basically everybody in my phone whose name starts with a D.
Okay. She's got a couple D guys that she does fool around with. There's like Dwight and Dwayne. And
stop. Really? That's so old.
DeMarcus.
DeMarcus. Exactly. Deshaun.
Notice I'm not laughing. Right.
Oh, okay.
No, well, there was one who I still kind of like.
You should do what I do. I just put them all under Z. That way I'm not really
tempted. Well, I have
them
as like douchebag one, douchebag two.
Oh, really?
Three.
Okay. No, I just have Z and then their name.
Well, there was one guy that I still kind of like, and we started texting the other night. So we're going to hang out again.
What was the manner of this texting? Was it a forward texting? Frisky texting?
Just, hey, how you doing, stranger?
Okay.
We should.
How you doing, stranger? That's usually followed by, hey, I missed you. Or
guess where he is.
Where's
guess
he live?
Where he is.
Where does he live?
He lives here, but guess where he is right now?
I don't know.
Oh, he's in Boston.
He's in Boston.
You know this
story. Oh, yeah. Even I know the story.
Yeah. So he's up there for the new year.
Way to throw him under the goddamn bus. I'm supposed to listen more than you.
Anyways, we're going to hang out when he gets back.
We'll see. Okay. So things might happen.
I don't know. There's a couple guys kind of in the atmosphere right now.
All right, so your one resolution was to just not hit up guys, and you're already hitting up one.
No, not. The New Year's resolution was more to kind of like move on and just not even think about them anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's just a couple.
I've tried to clean a little house.
There's another one.
So wait. Why was he on this list and suddenly he's back?
Because he blew off my birthday and he pissed me off.
Oh, that guy.
That guy, yeah.
Oh,
that
the
guy
one
and I are going to hang out.
Oh, you're taking that back. I feel that, like, we should all just do it on air because Veronica can't do worse than us.
What?
I'm just throwing that out there in case, like, the last 15-minute
right,
segment
go.
Is see, you just got to put it out there as a joke, and sometimes I'll take it seriously.
Yeah, no.
We can do it, like, 45 after. Like, after that, I don't have anything.
I have to go to a tea. I'd rather not have sex hair.
Sex hair?
Yeah.
We'll be gentle.
No.
Your hair will not be must.
Is this like a little menage a trois?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I was unaware of this.
I can't have him just commenting on it. That would be awkward on air. That would be funny.
Oh my God, no.
All right, fine.
This is not going to happen. He's blushing again. That's four.
Right, what can I say? I'm picturing Joel naked and my heart's getting all set aflutter.
You were so wrong.
All right. So Veronica was trying to avoid some guys, and one's back already.
Yes.
But she kind of liked this guy.
But I did like him. I liked him a lot, which is why I was so upset about
that. You forgave him for screwing up.
No.
Time does that. Have you ever noticed
how
someone just hangs tough?
I certainly will not forget.
Imagine that.
If someone hangs tough, they can usually get back in your good graces.
Yeah.
You're not the only one there. Joel.
Sir?
Joel, sir, I know that you are a man of liquor and you are a man of degenerate gambling.
Yes.
What is any of this on the chopping block? Or?
So one is actually the exact opposite. I have three major resolutions.
Okay, I like that.
One is similar to yours. My goal is to no more drinking.
Okay.
Hardcore diet, six small meals a day. I'll be working out 6 days a week. My goal is anywhere from 20 to 30 pounds by my birthday in early March.
He kind of shocked me. He's apparently done this all.
I've actually done this before.
I've never had, like, fantastic fast weight loss. I've had good weight loss like over a gradual time.
I mean, the thing
that's
is,
the healthier way to do it.
Well, yes,
I can gain it back very quickly.
My
that takes a week and a half.
I started eating bread again, and hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, I still eat carbs. I just cut them out after 4 o'clock, and my goal is to lose about a pound and a half to no more than 3 pounds per week.
That's good. Okay. That's healthy.
Yeah.
You should go on Lance Armstrong's The Live Strong site, mm-hmm. and they've got something called the Daily Plate that you can add in your activity level, the workouts that you did for the day, what you ate during the day, and it tells you how it monitors your calorie intake for you, and it adjusts based on your activity level.
Yeah, I have a site I've used before that I do that where I list everything and I count my calories and everything else.
I have one too. Nice. It's called BurgerKing.com. I get to load up a tray and it shows me what my fries are packing and everything.
So I can't even look at that stuff.
Are you in a similar situation with trying to lose weight, right?
Yes.
I completely...
As I come back from my cough break.
Nice. I totally smell a bet with me and you.
I way to work in gambling. Yeah. Yeah, screw it.
We should talk about the real things that you should give up.
What?
What real things?
Gambling thing.
You can't give up every vice at once. Then you'll, like, climb a clock tower.
First of all, gambling's only a problem if you're losing money.
It's true.
And that's not exactly the issue I have.
He's doing okay. He's yet to hit us up for cash. I mean, right?
Yeah.
So he's doing okay.
Plus, my fantasy football dorkiness paid off, and I made, like, $900 off that, which is awesome.
Seriously?
Not bad. Not bad.
That's not bad.
Okay, let's come in next week with, like, a measurement or something, like a weight.
Yes, we need to – and body fat, we need to have some sort of
– How do we do the body fat?
Go to any gym and meet with the trainer.
But that's lazy. They kind of
just
do –
They've got these things that you, like, hold on to, and it sends electro currents.
Those are only weight, really, though. Like, you need to do the displacement. They need to throw you in, like, the little fat
–
Yeah, the manatee tank.
Or the calipers and everything else.
Calipers are good, too. Yeah, those little queer handlebars don't work so well.
So, anyways, that's one of my resolutions.
Okay. We can do a bet on air starting next
Gambling
week.
Gambling-wise, I actually want to gamble more.
Okay. Is that actually a resolution or just something you're throwing out there?
It's a goal. I won't call it a resolution, but it's a goal. I need to gamble more.
Okay.
Honestly, I've been slacking on the NBA this year. I haven't been betting as much or as often as I'd like to. I've been losing focus.
Damn.
I need to get back. Hey, it's supplemental income.
No, I kind of respect it, man. Like you coming in here just wanting to gamble more.
Gamble more.
That's like me saying I don't masturbate enough and eat enough cookies. Man. I really need to take myself to task on that.
Yeah, well, it's a little different.
Yeah.
The third goal, and this is more admirable, is I would like to return to school in the summer.
Okay.
Good for you.
Yeah.
What would you be doing?
I have no idea. Just getting my undergrad.
Okay.
I have no
idea. I thought you finished undergrad. You didn't finish undergrad?
No, not
How far
so much.
Are you from that, man?
I don't even know.
Really? Yeah, get on the ball on that one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Does it put you on campus at all?
I hope not, truthfully. I'd rather just do everything online.
Which school would it be at?
Again, I've really not looked into it that far.
Okay. Well, if you can fit in going to a campus, man.
Campus is a lot different. I prefer campus over online.
I would prefer campus. It's just that when you work a 9-to-5, I mean, it's just so difficult.
It's
going to take a while. And
well, is it just me that has the fantasy of going back to college and not being retarded with girls and just, like, having fivesomes every night?
What?
I feel you on
that
a little
bit. Like, you go back to school and you actually understand women finally.
Here's the thing, though.
And you realize how horny most girls in college are and you just go nuts.
Why you want to go back to school?
I have that, and then I have the time machine where I go back to the Civil War, but I have, like, a laser gun.
How about you just get out of your bedroom one night, go to a bar, and meet the same girls that you would on a college campus?
Or they're smarter now.
Or you could actually come.
They've wised up to pedestrian tricks.
Well, there's a high school right down the road.
This is true. PVI.
Yeah. You're sick.
Okay.
Oh, the Catholics? No. Go to...
good outfits. Good little uniforms I got there.
True. No, you need to come out with me more often, you freaking pansy. Jeez. I've invited you to so many, like, fantastic nights.
I had an invite that I got on my phone this morning from last night, apparently.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Whitlow's night. You guys should come out.
Oh, really? When?
Tonight? 9, 10-ish?
Is a certain blood relation?
John.
Oh, actually, you know
what?
Hold on.
She's 22.
That's
what
about
ever a time.
Hang on.
She's 22. How dare you?
I don't think you're her type.
All kidding aside, I am curious if she's.
Why? Does she like the employed?
She's going to come out.
Interesting.
Employment is a perk.
Okay.
Yes.
But I'm taller than her.
She would eat you up, man. I don't think you can handle her.
That sounds nice.
She's feistier than I am.
That was actually like a term of encouragement. Like,
yeah, that's...
Eat me up, sure.
Yeah, just say she wants guys with career futures and, you know, people that use condoms and we're all set.
Don't even get that thought in your head.
Okay, fine. God, your staring daggers is translating to captivating radio. You should learn... How about your resolution is to learn how to sign? So that things can really scintillate on the air.
Whatever.
So you can just...
You can tell by my tone when I'm being serious.
The tone of silence. Okay.
Yes. Hey, it's effective.
It works-ish.
It does.
All right.
Don't hate.
Okay.
Anyways, yes, Kim would be joining.
I could be at Whitlow's. Where's this Whitlow's?
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
What is it?
You're joking.
No, I don't go out.
Jesus. You live in Virginia. You're native to this area.
Yeah.
I've been to Whitlow's like 3 times in the last month.
Okay, where is it?
It's in Clarendon.
Clarendon. Okay, I know where Clarendon is.
Have you never been to brunch at Whitlow's?
Actually, I've never been.
Brunch?
Seriously?
I've never done the brunch. But that's because I have my own favorite brunch spot.
What, I go with Rock Hudson? What the hell is brunch?
Everybody does brunch on the weekends. Whitlow's has a really good one.
Brunch.
Whitlow's is supposed to be really renowned for it. I tend to go to a couple other places, though.
All right. Well, you have to come. I can't believe you just said, what is Whitlow's?
It's a bar. I get that much. I don't like to go out much.
Whitlow's is one of the best. Okay. If it weren't for the fact that you're seeing this girl or whatever, it's a great place to meet women.
Is it?
Fantastic.
Yeah, but you can't, like, hide and cower behind your beer. You have to engage them a little bit.
Oh, well, that's a fly in the ointment right there.
Well, I was thinking Whitlow's.
Can I just
or
stare at them from across
Jackson's.
The bar? Like, very...
Jackson's. Like, it's like the other end of town.
I know. I think Whitlow's would be fun. I think Arlington. I haven't been there
I'll go on... is your little cousin on your Facebook?
She is.
Okay. You guys pad for a second. All right, we'll see if her profile is public or private.
It's private. So. And her picture's blocked, so...
Well, hold on. Hang on. On Veronica's photos, there's probably photos with her and her cousin.
Veronica, can you sign into your account?
Nope.
Hey, really? No. She knows I'm right, too.
But I could pull my camera out and just show you a few.
Oh.
Even better. Okay, wow. God, you're stepping up your game. You're coming all gussied up, and now you're showing pictures of hot cousins.
Yeah, both of you are very well kept today. I haven't even showered yet.
I definitely bathe daily.
Well, so do I. I'm just saying I haven't gotten to it.
I do it in the evenings.
Okay, she might not like me for showing this picture, but I think she looks very cute in this picture.
Tastefully nude?
No.
Well, she's attractive.
I like the shock in your voice,
Joel.
We have
good genes, I guess you could say.
Let's see what we got.
All right.
If I keep flipping through, am I going to find penetration of any sort?
No! Give me my camera back. Give me my camera back.
I like Kim. Here's Veronica putting cake into her mouth suggestively.
Really? I want to see that one too.
Hold on.
We're getting a little silly with the cheesecake.
Oh, there's some guy in a sweatshirt of a Penn State variety.
Yes, please. Let's not talk about him.
Who is this
Ooh.
Man?
He's just a friend.
Okay.
A very married friend.
Okay.
Ooh.
And here are some summer pictures. Unrecognized file format. Why do I... You know, for a second, I actually thought you were pulling out one of your nipples, but it is just a bruise on your leg or something.
Where? What? There's no bruise.
And then there's a bruise across a tramp stamp.
Oh, my God. Don't.
Don't keep going.
Yeah,
I'm going to flip quickly before she gets them. She has to run around the console.
And Veronica just
black
lost
and white.
It.
And... Okay. Show's over.
So there's a bruise by the tramp stamp?
Yeah, I did not know you were possessing any of these things. Veronica.
Wow.
Why was your tattoo not made public?
Yes.
You know I have a tattoo. I didn't have
any idea.
Okay.
Now I want to see this, and you ruined it for me, John. You
forgot those around there.
Wow. All right. Yeah, everyone forgets a few things like that on their camera.
And the camera's going away, never to be seen again.
If you were smart, you would have taken her cell phone while she was over here stealing back the camera.
Oh, and made an exchange?
Yeah, and she wouldn't have recognized it and peacefully leafed through and on there.
I'd like to point out I wouldn't have verbalized anything else if I discovered anything else. I just wanted to look and just be curious.
I again, sitting silent doesn't work on the radio so well. You all right over there, Veronica?
I'm perfect.
See, I made her blush. Ha ha.
No.
God damn, you're
you
right.
Did, you did make
I'm going to tell you what the picture's from, and you're going to feel like an ass later.
Okay. Oh, no, I don't want to know about that.
I want to know.
No, you don't. Oh, it's bad things, and now... Fine, I feel like an ass.
I told you.
Yeah. Some... She got into it one time, and...
Yeah, let's end that one right now.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh, I think I know what direction you're going there.
Yeah, it's not good.
Never mind.
So, anything else bad we want to talk about? Any relatives you lost in the Holocaust, Joel, while we're making it
a
happy show?
Did you have a Holocaust ring? Did you get rings out of the
Did you get your Holocaust ring?
I love that movie. Let's just talk about how sexy Bradley Cooper is in all black.
It's good, but overrated.
Oh, my God, no. Bradley Cooper's never overrated.
I was talking about the film, The Hangover, for those that haven't seen it.
Oh, it's a movie? I just thought it was an hour.
Exactly. It's a
Cooper.
Porn. It's 8 hours of him fondling his junk wearing a black shirt.
I would love it. Bradley Cooper.
With his black pants around his ankles.
A girl could be
You all right over there?
And he's dating Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, that's...
How does that happen?
How does she get anyone?
I don't know. I mean, her face looks like someone went...
I'm not even lying. If that came up to me on the street, I wouldn't hit it.
And he is so beautiful.
That's a little too far. Even I would, but she does look like she ate like 30 Sour Patch Kids all at the same time.
Yeah. No, she looks like Asian but white.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen The Proposal?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm so jealous of Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, with Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds
is
beautiful.
Well,
and he's a funny dude, too, so I don't hate him, really.
Yeah, and I actually
And he did his time banging Alanis Morissette. She's fun.
Oh, my God. I don't get that.
He stored up a lot of good karma there.
What? Why?
She is pretty.
Why?
I don't get it either.
Well, he upgraded.
Yeah, just a bit.
Alanis Morissette, Scarlett Johansson.
Johansson is, although she's kind
she's
of falling
like
off the face
the
of the
Aphrodite
earth.
Aphrodite of...
She's also Jewish, she's and she's beautiful. Right up my alley.
She is?
Oh, yeah.
She's a half
Scarlett
of you, yeah.
Johansson?
Yeah.
You'd be shocked at the list. She's on it.
Really?
A Jewish entertainer, I know.
Go figure.
No, the list of like hot Jewish females that are famous now, it's really expanded in the last 5 years.
Yeah. Freaking nothing wrong with Jewish ass.
The two girls from Glee?
I don't know those.
I've never even watched the show. I just know that they're...
How do you know that they are?
They've actually talked
about it.
There's
a secret Jewish club.
Yeah.
Just apparently. Like the black club. I don't get into either.
And of course, you got Mila Kunis, who everybody loves.
Yeah, I do her. Right? Veronica, you would?
No.
If so inclined.
No.
If you had to put on a show for one Bradley Cooper...
Yeah,
no, I would be all with Brett. There would be no extra participants.
All right.
Sorry.
If sleeping with Mila Kunis got you Bradley Cooper, would you do it?
Yes, absolutely.
There you go.
If
that
got me Bradley
you.
Cooper,
all
oh my
we
God,
wanted to know.
Thank you for phrasing it properly, Joel.
Yes.
You got it.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
The converse, by the way, wouldn't hold true for me. I would not...
Yeah,
deep throw Bradley.
No,
take a shot at 70s
you
girl.
You wouldn't?
No.
Ew, then I wouldn't.
No,
it's
you already
so
put it out there
different,
freak.
And you put it out there too.
Yeah.
How is it so different?
Because it is.
It kind of is.
Hot.
Well, a chick can do another chick, and it's like, oh, tee hee hee.
Yeah.
But you bust out that you did another guy at the table. It's a little bit of a.
So, what would you guys think about a guy who's done another guy who claims that he's straight?
He ain't.
It just means.
What if he just likes trannies?
Still,
he thought it was a woman.
No.
So it was a dude dressed as a chick, and he knew it was a dude.
Mm-hmm, he knew it was a dude.
Welcome to Gay Town Population Him. I can look at guys and be like, that's attractive. I see how women
but
find
you don't
that attractive.
Like, hey.
No, you know, and sometimes I'll wonder. I'm like, hey,
you
maybe
don't want
I
to
am
bend
a little.
You over and...
But no. I can't think of any like gay scenario that's hot to me. Like,
well, other than female.
Well, yeah. No, I meant, like, me with a dude. Like, there's no, like,
but
someone...
if it's, like, you, Bradley Cooper, and another girl.
What, are we touching each other?
No.
I could double-team a chick as long as no contact
See,
with the guy was made.
I can't handle
you know,
that.
You know what I think about when we have this conversation?
Mm.
About how my uncle heard that.
That's a weird start to the story.
Him and Bradley Cooper and Mila Kunis.
He wanted me to give them a link to listen to the show. And I'm thinking, sure, yeah, not a problem. And then I listened to the conversations that we're having. And I'm thinking, absolutely not.
As far as I know.
Is my good-natured Uncle Jerry going to be able to listen to this?
I have no photographic evidence of you even having premarital sex. For all I know, Veronica, you're saying nothing bad. This is me.
I'm a saint.
This is me.
I call Kim's sister Mary Kimberly.
Mary, okay.
She's a little saint. She's a good girl.
I think I could do, if the girl was hot enough, as long as like one junk was in Mouthtown and the other was in VA land, Virginia as we call it.
I still can't handle that.
You in a DP?
I don't think I could do that.
Really?
Those are thin walls in those apartments.
Crossing swords.
Yeah. That's like Star Trek beams or Ghostbusters if those things intersect, doesn't it like end the world or some crap? That's kind of like that.
There's only supposed to be one star of the show. That's it.
Yeah. I'm not so big on it. How about you? Would you ever entertain two guests in your hotel?
Well, considering the amount of family members that I have recently provided this link to, absolutely not.
Okay. So Bradley Cooper and Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt does nothing for me. He looks like old, grizzled monkey.
All right, Brad Pitt from 1991.
I don't like Brad Pitt. His face looks like
Brad Cooper and Gerard Butler.
Yes.
No. Whoa, Joel.
No, that's, I was just saying, that's the question to ask.
Hey, I think maybe we need to direct this conversation.
I was saying yes, and that's a great question for her, for me.
No, okay.
Yes.
If I had to.
Definitely.
If I had to, and I had to pick the two guys. Let's say, oh gosh.
Isaiah Thomas and?
No. Eric Dane, Bradley Cooper, Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Going for the airtight vault. All right.
That is so wrong. A combination of those three guys. They're my favorites right now.
One's holding the camera, two are...
We can take turns.
Two are setting the scene.
I hear Eric Dane's into it, so hey, why not?
There we go. All right. Well, all right then. Glad we got to the bottom of that mystery.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm so mysterious.
Yeah. What goes where, how many times, who's filming. But mystery solved.
So you don't want to film?
Why not?
She just really invited that. Wow.
I'd film. You know, as long as some kind of catering was provided on the set.
Yeah.
I'd film. Some kind of whole wheat bagel.
I
can't eat starches. We're trying to lose weight here. Okay.
You can eat starches.
I want a whole wheat just to not put me so far in the red.
Yeah. Do you actually know how to diet? Seriously?
You don't eat as much ice cream.
No, John.
You know what? Now
eggs and whole grains and lean proteins.
I really want to bet you now.
Vegetables.
Well, it'll be like a friendly bet.
Friendly?
I'm not gonna.
I don't do friendly.
I know better than to wager a man of the six stars. I've lost this bet before.
Yes, don't go against Rothstein, sir.
Yeah, man, you can't beat that.
No.
All right, what else are we supposed to talk about today?
Well, Joel presented me with a question about bathroom etiquette with the girl you're seeing.
I've
kind of had it myself.
All right.
Joel, throw it out there.
I'll throw it out there.
Before I queer the water, Mr. Yes.
Thanks.
Yes, Gerard Butler. Yes.
Yes.
And once again, I screw up. And I hate I have a habit of that.
Tonight, I dine on Gerard.
All right. So let's say you're spending the night at female's place, okay?
Okay.
And let's just be very frank here. Men in general, we're gassy, we're poopy, okay? Women, you know what? It's almost like they have some greater bodily function control than us.
Veronica?
It's amazing.
Have you farted like 8 times in the studio today?
No. Girls don't
Point
fart.
Proven. Point proven.
Have you guys farted 8 times in the studio today?
No.
just once.
Girls don't fart.
Okay.
I've caught him once. But anyways, okay.
Oh, I had one time. It was like the worst story.
I got something funny to say on that. Yeah. Anyways, So, you know, you spend a night at somebody's place, and the next morning, you know, you've got basically the beer S's. You know, you need to use the bathroom.
One has to make number two.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's just the most awkward situation where you're just like, okay, I'm going to use the bathroom, freshen up in the morning. But in reality, it's like, I want to sit in there for like 15, 20 minutes, read a magazine, and just do what I do.
That's not going to fly.
Minutes, just do your business and get out.
See, that's the thing. I need a solid 10 to 15 minutes to just chill out.
I really don't. I like
really?
Don't.
I think you need to see a doctor.
I don't like to sit in my own filth all that much. Like, I do it and I try to escape.
No. I courtesy flush right away, but I need to take the time to read or chill out for a good,
If you're at a girl's house, you want to do this?
No, this is in general I'm talking about.
In general, yeah. In your own place, sure.
Right.
Rock on.
So the problem is even at a girl's, okay, when I'm trying to be as quick as possible, I'm still looking at best somewhere 5 to 10 minutes.
Wow. Just,
10 minutes to really?
I mean, if I'm lucky,
no wonder you can't get away with this.
If I'm lucky, I can get it to 5, and I've been known to be able to get it down to 5. It's just difficult.
God,
I mean,
maybe you should switch to liquor.
I think you need to get your pipe looked at.
Okay, so the night
is it like you actually need to
the night in question?
Yeah,
was when I was at company's or friend's house, and, I had Jack Daniels. I mean, next morning.
I mean, but we're not talking. It's like 5 minutes to actually get the objects out of your.
No.
Because, I mean, especially.
You just want to sit on the can and read a paper?
Well, I mean, when I have the.
Why?
Beer S especially.
Okay. Have you ever seen that How I Met Your Mother episode where.
No. Stop you right there. No.
Wow. There's a whole episode dedicated to how. They need to take like a magazine with them, and it's like a big deal, and how everyone notices, and they're like, oh, you're going to be gone for a good 10, 15 minutes. Like, this is what we do. We're men.
I hate reading on the crapper.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen any my brothers enter the bathroom with a magazine and not come out for 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not
Al
Bundy.
I'm not talking like a Playboy. I'm talking like.
Well, exactly.
Like the Washington Post or something.
Dude, seriously?
Yeah.
Is it like a mental thing that you have to be in there? Or just
especially after the beer ass, too. Like, I decorate the back of the bowl like the Full Metal Jacket Death of Pile scene.
Well,
you know,
unlike
like,
you, I actually eat fairly healthy.
Here,
so
okay,
I don't have
here's
that
the
problems.
Etiquette thing. Here's the thing. If you're in your own home, rock on. If
Different
you're at a
story.
Girl's house, don't do it. Unless you're married, don't do it.
Right.
It's
yeah.
weird. Unless you've been dating for a few months and she's
well,
aware
he's
it's
he's
like
wondering
funny,
when
joke,
that line is
when she's
crossed.
Your girlfriend.
Okay, but also in terms of the time span, like, okay, 5 minutes should be acceptable, right? That should be okay.
I don't think so.
If my boyfriend's at my house and
forget boyfriend,
we had a late night
no,
out.
No, this
I'd
is like some guy you've hooked up with 3 or 4 times.
Right.
Hell no, get out of my house.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are you doing?
Do not make yourself at home and read My Cosmo while you're on
no,
the
no, no, no. And I'm not saying I'm doing that necessarily, but, like, I'll bring, like, my phone in and I'll, like, text people or play games.
No.
Oh, my God. No. That is – no. Date two is done.
I will try
Date
to throw
three,
them
four,
off.
Never going
to
happen.
I'll throw on the sink immediately
I also
to
like
mask the, sounds.
Yeah, oh, I do that too. I totally
oh,
put
yeah.
on the sink.
So not
oh,
only
yeah.
are you in my bathroom for 10 minutes, you're wasting my water too?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, half that.
I
He's
like.
Out, bro.
I get it out immediately, like a SEAL drop squad. I flush
how do you know
it.
That she doesn't need to get in there?
Because I guarantee you,
it hasn't come up truthfully.
Don't get her too focused on the idea that you crap and you crap a lot, or you will never get an enthusiastic BJ again. Like that's science, man.
Well, I mean, recently I did have somebody. Totally pass out on me, roll over, just let out a nice rip and start snoring. And I was just
wow.
like, and you know what, though? I was like, you know what? That might be my leeway where I could, like, you know, because let's face it, you know, we're men, we're gassy, you know, and it's so tough to, like, especially if you've only been dating for a brief period of time, to, like, just hold it in for that period of time. It's
I, but
so
I, like,
ridiculous.
I expect guys to.
I really
fart,
try to never do that in front of chicks. Like,
we appreciate that. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Thank
no,
you.
I'll like run
Unless,
off to another room and like sit on the mattress and just soil that and then run
seriously,
back in.
If it's your boyfriend, it's not a big deal. If it's a guy that you're just dating and you're just starting to date, yeah. I mean, have a little consideration for her.
And I've been really good about that for the most part. It's just the only time where I get a little apprehensive because, let's face it, she's going to step away or go talk with friends or something or whatever. Yeah, I can go rip a few real quick to just get it out of my system and I'm fine. But in terms of, like, you know, you spend the night somewhere the morning after.
Do not make yourself comfortable in
yeah.
your bathroom. With
no,
your
I've actually been.
Okay, no. I'm not even saying necessarily comfortable. I'm talking, like, it's uncomfortable as it is for me to know that I need to do this. It's the morning. I'm a morning dumper. I need to do this. And
yeah.
Yeah, but you're not talking about just getting it out of your system. You're talking about texting people and playing video
because
games.
Because I have to do this in order to go through the whole process. This is what I
well,
do
I would
every
make it
time.
A quick
you
game
gotta
of Tetris
adjust your
and
habits.
Get out.
You gotta adjust yeah. your habits.
Yeah.
I can't focus. I have to.
You need to be very concise about this. I think you need to be sleeping with more attractive women. Maybe that's it. You need to want to run back to the bedroom instead of like, oh, I got away from that ogre
yeah,
for 5 minutes.
No, it's
because morning sex is the best.
Oh, of course.
Are
well,
you
not
a fan
if you're
of...
taking a dump for 15
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah.
That ain't gonna happen, buddy.
Well. Yeah, you can't just climb back on top and be like, now that I'm a few pounds lighter, let's get this started. Not gonna fly.
No.
Absolutely morning not. Sex, really?
Oh, it's no. Even as a guy, it's better.
I like night sex.
Mm, in the morning, you actually have more. What is the hormone? I don't think it's testosterone, but
Bonerol.
No, you actually, as a guy, you can perform better in the morning than you can at night.
Hmm.
On the average,
let me tell you, morning sex is why homeboy got a return text message.
Really?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
God, I hope he doesn't listen to this.
He paid your higher morning rates. You mean?
No, you know what though? In reality, it's the reverse. The night rates are more expensive, which is why the morning is better.
That's true, man. You can't be juiced for that much. A couple of McDonald's hash browns and.
No, see, that's the thing. You don't. If you're gonna have morning sex, you're not gonna sit there and get all like bloated off. No.
After McMuffin.
No. If anything, it's the way to make up for like if the night before, let's say you really.
It wasn't like all that. Morning's
oh,
a great
that's never happened.
Yeah, right.
Even if I'm saying, let's say you were like too drunk to even really do anything. You just passed out or whatever. Okay. There's a lot of circumstances why maybe you didn't really get it on the night before or whatever.
So it's like an apologetic boning.
No, it's just.
It's like a okay. Let's get it on.
This is the real me.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, not to mention, if you're waking up with morning wood, you better put it to use.
I guess I do have to. I hate taking that morning wood whiz where you're practically like. Standing at a 45-degree angle.
So funny.
Just so you can get it in the toilet. God, that is the damn worst. Well, all right, kids. Anything else we want to get to? We got like 8 minutes.
And
we
on that note.
Punch out a little. Yeah, you know. If you
want
to picture me.
We could do the lines if you want. I didn't really care if we did, but if you want to.
I don't have any prep football lines just because it's like the make-believe crap week, and it's like all the starters sit, and it's like who really gives an S?
Yeah. I mean, this
you always. I always forget just how goddamn bad Week 16 can be.
17, sir.
17, yeah. 16 of games, but yeah.
Bye week.
Bye weeks.
No, this is actually the worst week for gambling, only because it's almost like betting on the preseason, which is a joke.
You have to be like a real degenerate to do it.
Right here.
Yeah, it's gonna.
This guy.
This guy.
No, last week absolutely killed me because the Saints couldn't even outright win at home against. Yeah, your Saints.
I know.
Your Saints.
I know.
Tampa
oh,
Bay.
Jeremy, shocking.
I know.
Tampa Bay.
I know.
I mean, and they had to back into the number one seed because Minnesota choked against the Bears.
I wanted to cry.
And I thought that was more the Bears exploding than Minnesota choking. I mean, it's hard to call it a choke.
Did you not pay attention to the first half? They were horrible.
They sucked the first half. I'll give you that. I don't know.
Not to mention the Bears' offense has been completely anemic, and Jay Cutler's been donating the ball, and they it's horrible.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That last weekend killed me. It was very bad.
It was not a good week. I had horrible luck picking even straight winners.
Screw your Saints.
Screw them. All right. I think we can punch out of here.
All right.
There's the outro music. So
it's been fun.
The die's been cast. So I just want to say goodbye on behalf of all the folks of In Papa's Basement, Veronica Johnson.
Bye.
You're past the alias phase. I like that. Joel Goldstein, thank you, sir.
No, thank you. And hopefully we'll actually hang out tonight, perhaps?
Yeah.
If you go play Magic the Gathering.
Willows. No! No. You're coming out.
Yeah. If you're a total loser tonight, we're going
to
have a problem.
I swear to God, if you stay in and play video games, I will never let you live it.
No, I could. Video games are a step above Magic the Gathering. Seriously.
Fine. I will tap. I will cast no spells and tap no mana.
Good.
Oh, God.
And instead, I will prepare by going out with you guys for next week's In Papa's Basement. Again, show archives found at inpapasbasement.com. And you can listen live every Saturday at 3 to 4 p.m. www.fcac.org. And on that note, bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
I want to say something to you. I don't give a fuck about you. But I'm glad you came. I hope you had a good time. Listen, it's been fun. Thank you very much. Good night.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.